Backbiting. The Language of Fear. An article published in Harvard Business Review titled The Dangers of Gossip. Joseph Grenny, September 2012, analyzed workplace behavior across organizations. It observed that people who regularly speak negatively about colleagues in their absence gradually lose trust themselves, even when what they say is factually correct. Managers and coworkers begin to see such individuals as unsafe and unreliable, fearing that the same behavior may later be directed at them. This real-life observation reveals a deep human truth. Backbiting is rarely the act of a confident person. It is usually the act of someone who feels insecure, afraid of losing position, respect, or relevance. Fear enters the heart, and it finds expression through the tongue. This explains why backbiting almost always happens in absence. Presence requires courage. Absence provides safety for fear. The Quran addresses this moral disease with striking clarity. And do not backbite one another. Would one of you like to eat the flesh of his dead brother? You would detest it. 49:12. This comparison is not meant to shock emotionally, but to awaken moral awareness. What society treats as casual talk is, in reality, a deeply repulsive act in the sight of God. The Prophet Muhammad explained backbiting in simple terms. He said, "Do you know what backbiting is?" They said, "God and His Messenger know best." He said, "It is to mention about your brother something he dislikes." Someone asked, "What if what I say about him is true?" He replied, "If it is true, you have backbitten him, and if it is not true, you have slandered him." Sahih Muslim. This definition quietly removes all excuses. Truth does not justify speaking in absence. Accuracy does not remove moral responsibility. Islam discourages backbiting not only to preserve social harmony, but because it exposes an inner weakness. A secure person does not need to lower others. He allows his work and character to speak. The believer is invited to ask himself a silent question: why do I feel relief when I speak about someone who is not present? Very often, the answer lies not in the other person's fault, but in one's own insecurity. Faith is meant to remove this insecurity. When a person truly believes that honor, provision, and position are decided by God, fear gradually leaves the heart. And when fear leaves the heart, restraint naturally comes to the tongue. The Prophet summarized this moral discipline in one sentence: whoever believes in God and the last day should speak good or remain silent. Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih Muslim. This silence is not weakness. It is strength born of inner confidence. Therefore, reform does not begin merely by controlling speech. It begins by building inner security. A heart at peace does not need to attack others in their absence. Such a person protects not only the honor of others, but his own dignity first, and without making any claim, he becomes trustworthy. Islam discourages backbiting not only to preserve social harmony, but because it exposes an inner weakness. A secure person does not need to lower others. He allows his work and character to speak. Every moment of life is a divine gift. Use it for a higher purpose.